Terry Klein. I live in Plainfield, Massachusetts. I really enjoy food variety. Living in the Northeast, we're quite fortunate that we have an abundance of fish and game. I'm not the best cook in the world, and I don't hunt anymore, and I fish very little. However, I'd love to have a program where you have an expert on that, the best way to prepare the food and the best way to cook wild game.
Hi, my name is Pete Healy. I'm calling from New Paltz, New York. I was just listening to Congressman Richard Neal discussing campaign finance reform and public funding of campaigns on your radio station, and he talked about all the ways that it doesn't work and all the ways that it won't work. When do we get to have the discussion about what does work and that works for most democratic countries in the world, and that's multi-party proportional elections for all legislatures and absolute popular vote majority for president and executive offices? These are very, very common throughout the world, and they don't even merit discussion here.
My name is Bill. I'm a veteran calling from New York. I just listened to some communist spiel by some guy named Jeffrey Real. It's that kind of progressivism that's killing this country, because it's not progressive at all. It's regressive. I will never listen to your station again.
Hi, my name is Jim Barbahan, Liberty, New York. Just got done listening to Stephen Gottlieb and his commentary on Russia and the Ukraine. I disagree. It sounded like an old newsreel of Neville Chamberlain and appeasement. It's okay to let Russia carve up the Ukraine because her toe got stubbed and she doesn't want to get ringed in. No, it's history repeating itself. Hitler did it with Poland and Czechoslovakia, and now we're just going to allow Russia to carve up the Ukraine because it suits their interests and everyone's afraid to stand up to them.
Hello, this is Peter McFarlane of Addison, Vermont. I don't deny Dr. Herb London his viewpoints, even though I rarely agree with them, but as he enjoys the privilege of access to a wide audience through WAMC, I feel that he owes this listenership the courtesy of not using sweeping and inaccurate statements to support his arguments. Today, he lambasted those who claim that the debate over global warming, to use his term, is over. He asked, since when has any scientific topic been beyond debate, or words to that effect? Well, the geocentric view of the universe, as discredited by Copernicus, seems to have fallen from the debating table, as has the spontaneous generation of life, disproved by Louis Pasteur. Gravity, the homunculus, alchemy, all spring to mind, and many more. So please, Dr. London, do yourself, your viewpoint, and rational debate a favor by avoiding such gross inaccuracy in future. Thank you.